You're listening to CIOI The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
When John Henry was a little baby, he was sitting by his mama's knee. He said a steel-driven man was what you had planned, but a gambling's gonna be the death of me, Ma. Yes, a gambler's the best that I might be. Well, his mama turned to John Henry, said, please don't roam the streets. Stay at home on a farm where you won't find no harm. If you leave, it'll be the death of me, boy. If you leave, it'll be the death of me. Cities and the many games he gambled there, until he shot a man one day down old Kentucky way. He'll be running from his dying day, boys. He'll be running from the weight of his ways. Well, the moral of this story is easy for you to see. John Henry's laying 6 feet down in the cold, cold, cold ground. He ended up the same as you're me, boys. Yeah, he ended up the same as you're me.
Willie P. Bennett kicking off Steel City Music. John Henry. I used to see that when I was a kid, that song get performed all the time. And of course, when I say kid, I meant like, I don't know, I was, how old was I? 19, 18, turning 19 or 20, something in there. And I used to see Tom Wilson do that when I was a kid. And it's so funny because I was really young. I think it was like 20 or something, and I started booking the Corktown. I had no business. I was a fetus in shoes. So the upstairs portion, I used to do this live. I would put a small PA up there, and Tom would come up there, and he would perform, be like an open mic night. And, you know, locals would come up and play guitar, and Tom would start the night and do a couple songs in the middle and then close it, and then I'd pay him. And he used to do that song, and I went, man, this guy's a brilliant songwriter. And then the more I got to know him, the more that I see over the years, he's stolen from Willie P. Bennett. I love you, Dad. That's our running joke, is that he's my father. But yeah, but oh my God, like, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, this is amazing. And then you start discovering more music, like going, that big hairy guy is copying this other guy. It's hilarious. Tom will laugh too when he hears this too. He's just going to go, yeah, whatever, Smith. Jim, are you there, Jim? Okay, so you're listening to Steel City Music. Of course, it's a website, steelcitymusic.ca. If you hit the contact portion, if you have any requests or you want an interview or a chat or any of those fun things as usual, hit me up on the site. I'm always getting requests for music, and I'm starting to get to some interviews as well. Just scheduling some stuff for Los Chocos. That's how you say their name, Los Chocos. I'll be doing one with them. I also did a second interview with Will Pell, recording artist Delta Days, Ethan Paxton. He's got a new single coming out, Never Ends, on Feb 5th, which this show airs on Feb 5th. So it'd be airing today, and I'd be spinning it today. So there you go. So it's you know, he's got this whole roots rock country, a little mixture of influences of Tom Petty and these other really cool artists. And so this whole hour pretty much is what I pretty much programmed towards the back end. Oh, yeah. Full disclosure, never, ever, ever take a big swig of any sort of carbonated pop and then do your recordings because, you know, it just comes back on you. Thanks for sharing, Gunner. Thanks a lot. That's mighty, mighty nice of you. But before we get to the Delta Days Ethan Paxton interview, I was going to spin some Tom Wilson. Of course, I was joking about our buddy, our friend, our pal, and he's doing great. Like he really is with the Lee Harvey Osmond and Project and Junos and working with Iskwe and his book. He's had a tremendous last couple of years. So keep the ball rolling, Tom. You're inspiring a lot of people to get a bit more creative and artistic here in our town. And that's awesome. And I know you're doing it across Canada. So keep it up, pal. So, but I thought I would take something off of Planet Love, Shine Your Star, which I always thought was a track that should have been a lot bigger than what it was when it came out. And of course, the great project of Harlan Pepper, those schnooks out of Hamilton who broke up a while back and they're doing their own thing. Great Lakes. We'll spin that track. But right now, the Red Hill Valleys. Oh, what a great song. If I Didn't Know You on Steel City Music.
Nothing about love is easy to understand. If I didn't know you, I'd never know that the night could make you feel so alone. When you're lying in darkness with the shadow. Baby,
walking down a steep street hill. My mouth began to let words spill. People gathered off and on. I didn't like that. I went to Lake Huron. Saw a train and hopped underneath. Made it there by the skin of my teeth. I heard a poem say weak and weary. Didn't like that, I went to Lake Erie. Got there and I spoke my thoughts. No one liked the words I brought. Man came up, he said, I'm inferior. I didn't like that, I went to Lake Superior. Got there, it was freezing cold. I spoke, folks gathered, young and old. Some trout, I wanted to fish again, so I headed out towards Lake Michigan.
Star. Gotta go when the movie dress. You sell your soul and you make a mess. You get strung out and you get depressed. Wanna know when the movie comes out? Shine your star, shine your star. Damn idiot.
I like that back echo there, Tommy boy. Yeah, of course, you just heard some Tom Wilson, Shine Your Star before that. Harlan Pepper, Great Lakes, and starting things off, the Red Hill Valleys, If I Didn't Know You. Nice little country, rootsy kind of set there. Steel City Music, your host, Gunnar, here. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, I had a chance to talk with Ethan Paxton from Delta Days. Great to do a follow-up interview with him. And I should, you know what, honestly, if I was allowed to put everything on the radio when this gets aired on the Hawk, I think the conversations, it would just take me like forever to like edit everything as far as like bleeping, because a lot of people, they just, their vernacular sometimes when they're describing something is they're swearing while they're in it. And I do that too. You know, I do that. If this was just like on the website, I just leave all the swears in. But the funny stories that everyone starts talking about after the interview, because they let their guard down just a little bit. Ethan and I were just like laughing about, you know, people that we both mutually knew and how great they are as for helping people and songwriting and all the other stuff. So, I'm always afraid, I don't want to like get anyone in trouble. So I don't put the whole interview up, that sort of thing, right? And that's not just Ethan. I mean, that's just like a ton of people I talk to, right? Maybe that's why everyone always loves a podcast so much, because it's just, there it is, you know? It's like all of it in the raw. But he has a new single, Never Ends, and that's in the interview, and we have a chat about everything. And he's picking, what's he picking? Godzilla over Kong? Yeah, I ask him that. But it's not actually in the interview. You'll also hear the Marshall Tucker Band as well, Steve Earle, Matt Mays, new one from Bruce Springsteen, great track from Weapons, but starting things off, Tom Petty, American Girl, so good, so much fun, here on Steel City Music. Cheap.
was drinking too much. You were scared of my touch. I was saying goodbye. You were there, my thoughts on. I didn't mean it for good. I really should have said no. Tears. We can work it all out now. It's a call to your arms. It's a desperate plea. It's a last resort.
I live chapters of your life, searching for a storyline.
Yeah.
It is nipply outside, folks. Gunner here, Steel City Music. And, of course, you're hearing this interview on a Friday, but it's a pre-record because it's COVID. We've been doing this for some time, since last March of 2020. And my next guest was out on the porch, and I called him. He's like, oh, I can't breathe. I think I'm going to pee myself. I'm like, calm down. Just calm down. But he's inside the house now. Hi, Ethan Paxton.
Hi, thank you so much for telling me to calm down. I was really stressed out there.
Of course, I was lying about the whole thing. This is what I do, you know? That's sort of like, it's the only real way of me coping right now is to make constant jokes about absolutely everything that's going on in my life and everyone else's during
this story of my life.
Lockdown. Hey, man, last time we chatted, it was Product of America was your last release, and the new one is Never End. Tell us about Never End, buddy.
So Never End's obviously the newest single coming off our new record, Fast Forward.
Yeah.
Same place, recorded with Mike here and produced by Wayne Petty and Mike at Threshold Recording Studio.
Yeah, great song.
And this song is probably my favorite on the record that you're going to hear.
Right. Why is
my
that?
My personal favorite. When I wrote this song, I was going through a lot of shit, and I just kind of, you know, I just kind of figured, like, kind of understanding like who I was as a songwriter and as a person in my band, we were all just, you know, kind of growing up. Mm-hmm. And we're all kind of maturing, but we're also kind of like hating each other at the same time.
Well, it sounds like a band. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, when I ended up finishing it, it was kind of like it ended all of our sets for a while, and it's just has this raw attitude, and just kind of, it's like everyone's always searching for the never end is the best way I could say it.
Right. You said you said that you were struggling to find out what you who you are as a songwriter, and what was that conclusion that you came to?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you there.
You just said earlier that you were kind of struggling to find out who you are as a songwriter, and at the end of this this song, after doing all of this stuff, what conclusion did you arrive to? Like, who are you now?
I guess where I am now, when I came to the conclusion of that song, it was kind of, you know, still like this teenage angst almost, being a young band still. And this record we've been working on for probably 2 years now. So now, like nowadays as a songwriter, I personally think I've really found my voice. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of also obviously matured with lyrics and the way I write songs, and obviously delving into different types of genres, which my band Delta Days always does.
Yeah.
We don't really like being pigeonholed. So you can see that obviously on our first record Around Town.
Oh, sure,
but as
yeah.
a songwriter now, I'm just happy that I can write songs, actually like mean something to me and actually have a meaning, and I can actually tell a real story.
Right. And you were afraid of that before when you were writing, that you weren't achieving those goals of telling a story?
It wasn't that I was not achieving the goals. It's just, I think the best way to describe it is trying to find that voice.
Right.
I knew I was like okay with lyrics. I knew I was like raised on lyrics by like my father. He always told me to like listen to the lyrics. Like he's a massive Springsteen fan, and I was obviously influenced by Springsteen as well.
Sure, yeah.
But it was always about the stories by like Dylan, Young, like obviously all the classic like greats. And I always like try to think about lyrics first, but then when I was younger, I couldn't find my voice, and even singing wise, I just didn't feel comfortable singing. And Wayne Petty actually really helped me with that too, because I loved his band Cuff the Duke for a very long time, and having him help with this record and kind of take me under his wing was amazing. I met him back when I was 18 years old. I'm 23 now, but I met him back when I was 18, and he took a liking to me and really helped me grow as a writer and as a person in general.
That's not a bad deal, having a mentor step in.
No.
You know?
No, not at all.
That really helps out a lot of people, where there's, you can bounce stuff off of people and they can give you another way to look at something, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mike here did the same thing. I've known him since I was a child, actually. But right. he did the exact same thing. He kind of, like, you know, would tell me when stuff sucked. And he would tell me the songs he liked and didn't like. And it was like, honestly, it was like really good, because, you know, I was from starting recording to where I am now. We can laugh at it, but it's like, you know, we obviously all got into fights in the studios and stuff like that. But stepped in a couple times where I walked out. But at the end of the day, we got something great. And that's what really matters.
Yeah, that's it. It's a really tough go. I find it very strange when, excuse me, when I when I see something, it's not that I'm old school, I'm just older, and I've seen over the years a lot of people do things differently over the years. Like, some people are very heavy-handed and highly critical, and others, like, in this day and age, is like you try not to, like, beat someone down to the point where they can't actually do something, right? Like, there's always this intent of, like, oh, I'm just trying to bring the best out of you. But there's always been a point where it's kind of like, I can't do this because you're taking the fun away from it. So to me, it's like, you know, when you're talking about Wayne Pettit being a mentor, or I was bringing that up, and also Michael Kier is like saying, hey, this isn't very good. You have to place a little bit of faith and hope in them that they themselves as individuals know how far and how to communicate with you.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's, honestly, that's like, since this record's been being worked on for so long.
Yeah.
It's been nice, obviously, to have that mentorship. It's been funny. Like, it's been such a long record. Now the band's a completely different lineup, as well. Other than me, I'm still being the original member.
Sure.
But even, like, you know, like, Wayne moved out of the city as well. And then with Mike, obviously, I'm still working with him a bunch. But mm-hmm. It's just been such a funny process to see from my first release when I did a solo record to now. It's been amazing.
And yeah.
I'm also very happy that I got to experience a lot of, you know, the ups and downs of what's happened, and, you know, like, the mentorship and all. And that's, you know, it relates to even how with the record label now I started, Dan as well, like Wellpel.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to kind of, like, you know, give an avenue now from what I learned, an avenue now for other artists to kind of grow and kind of work all together.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, Wellpel. I'm really happy Roos and his little team over there of you guys working together and putting out the music. It's funny, I was just thinking that, you know, you just said, you know, as from a solo act to a band of 2 years ago and putting this song out now, 2 years, it's like, to me, it seems like another lifetime.
Oh, 100%. I like, these songs have had a full new life to them. The amount of demos and the amount of different mixes I have on my hard drive are insane. And I've even had some friends be like, well, like, this is like, you know, like, you must be like taking a long time. It's going to be like a masterpiece. And I'm like, yeah, I hope. But like,
that's an awful, you know, thing to say to someone.
It's also the ups and downs of the music industry. Like, yeah. We had a band, we broke up for a while. We got back together. I formed a new band, but still the same name. And then,
right,
recorded different parts like 2 years later. Like, it's been an up and down, but it's been, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
I don't think I would ever tell a friend who is recording or any sort of artist, well, gee, you're taking your time with this, I guess it's going to be a masterpiece. That's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
It's a lot of pressure, but, you know, when you're in your early 20s, everyone's kind of a dick, I guess, right?
I think so.
We're all just shooting the shit with each other.
Yeah, I think there's a fair amount of that stuff happening. Hey, it's Gunnar. If you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to Steel City Music. My special guest right now, Ethan Paxton. He has a new single out now called Never End, being released today on Feb 5th. And, of course, full disclosure, this is a pre-recorded conversation we're having because all of our shows are pre-recorded due to the COVID pandemic and actually whatever double secret lockdown that we're doing here in Ontario. And I say this just because I wanted to just to have a chat with you about, you know, you've had such an arduous haul, you said, over the last 2 years of like trying to get this album done and the lineup changes, and you release the EP with the help of Wellpel and everyone's like working together. And then this COVID thing hits, and then it goes away for a little bit, but comes back, and then now we're in lockdown. How, and I've been talking about this with everybody that I've been talking to you, what are you doing to keep yourself busy or just on a same playing field with everybody?
Like, same playing field compared to what?
The question really is like, you know, how are you coping with all of this? Because, you know, I mean, GC even the other day, it was like, Bell, let's talk sort of thing. And everyone's been, you know, doing the whole hashtag thing, which is great. But it's, you know, a lot of people have like coping mechanisms. I mean, as an artist, are you writing more material, that sort of thing? Are you looking to do different types of things to keep yourself mentally stimulated until that day where we can kind of ease up for the new normal?
Yeah, so obviously like coping mechanisms for me, it's writing. Like since when I started writing when I was a kid to like now, I write every single week, whether the songs I'm gonna put on the record, whether they're you know, good songs or bad songs, and just trying to hone my craft. I'm writing every single day. Like, if I couldn't remember the last day I didn't write a song, or right. at least half a song or anything. A lot of writing, and then I also do a lot of demos in my basement here. And then obviously I also have another project I'm actually starting right now with actually my partner, Heather. It's a new project called Quiet Elk that you'll be seeing a lot of okay. music coming out with, like we're going to be coming out with soon.
Right.
But it's just, yeah, for me, coping mechanism is just writing and just trying to, like, you know, just keep the music going and just trying to, like, stay sane, obviously, but as sane as a writer could be.
Yeah, this is just what we've been chatting about. We've been talking about with everybody from all walks of life, you know, like, what else are you doing, that sort of thing, to, because even before COVID, there's a lot of people that they go to other outlets to recharge themselves when they go back to recording music and, you know, are they painting? Are they helping
yeah.
you know, community work or like whatever have you? They have special
yeah,
causes
for sure.
to their heart. Do you have any special causes?
Well, like special causes. I don't know. Even you talk about the Bell Let's Talk. I'm huge into just help out. Every artist struggles with stuff, obviously, and everyone struggles mm-hmm. every day. I've struggled depression personally for God knows how long.
Right.
I've been to the ringer and back, like a lot of people have. Not anyone special at all, but yeah, I just seeing artists go down like a rabbit hole of just beating themselves up, especially with times like this. Like I've chatted with a few friends that are artists and friends that aren't artists that I've reached out to make sure they're doing well. But yeah, it's, the mental health thing is huge for me. It's always been close to my heart, and whether I struggle with it or not, I hate seeing people struggle with it, and just seeing what I want people to be okay, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you, as you said, if you've been down the road, you know the signs and you know the feelings, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I've walked down that road before, and, you know, everyone's path is different, obviously, but
mm-hmm.
if I could just give a helping hand, I guess is the term I would use, and just take some of the stress off them, it'd mean the world to me, and obviously mean the world to a lot of people if they can get some help.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm talking with Ethan Paxton right now, and his new single, Never End, is coming out Feb 5th. How can everyone find where to get your music, buddy, and more about you, and to buy it, and to share it, and all the other fun stuff?
So all the music will be on every streaming service, but if you want to support the record label, Wellpaw Records, and my band, and all the other bands on the label as well, you can buy the song on Bandcamp. It'll always be there, and all Wellpaw artists. Right. Releases will be on there as well.
Yeah, and yours is under Delta Days.
Yeah, my like obviously I'll be under Delta Days, and then everyone else you can just purchase there.
And soon, Quiet Elk, correct?
Yep, 100%.
Awesome, I can't wait to hear that, buddy. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Hey, anytime, man. Thank you. Hey, this is Ethan Paxton from Delta Days. My new single, Never End, is coming out on Feb 5th on Steel City Music.
Something that